This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. forces are in the final phase of pulling out of Kabul, ending two decades of costly involvement in Afghanistan as the country's new Taliban rulers prepare to take control of the airport. Just over 1,000 civilians remained at the airport on Sunday to be flown out before the troops finally leave, a Western security official told Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he will stick by his deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by Tuesday. U.S. and allied forces have mounted a massive two-week effort to ferry foreign nationals and tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans out of the country. The United States and its allies have taken about 113,000 people out of Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks, but tens of thousands who want to go will be left behind. The Western security official said crowds at the airport gates had diminished after a specific warning from the U.S. government of another attack by ISIS-K, the branch of the Islamic State in Afghanistan that is the enemy of both the West and the Taliban. The United States said on Saturday it killed two ISIS-K militants after Thursday's attack at Kabul Airport, which killed 13 U.S. military members and scores of Afghans. Biden had vowed to hunt down the perpetrators and said the strike was not the last. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday France and Britain will submit a resolution to an emergency United Nations meeting proposing a safe zone in Kabul to try and protect people trying to leave Afghanistan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is convening a meeting Monday on Afghanistan with the UN envoys for Britain, France, the United States, China, and Russia. This is VOA News. The Yemeni military says at least 30 soldiers were killed and 60 wounded on Sunday in Houthi strikes on a military base belonging to forces of the Saudi-led coalition in southwest Yemen. A spokesman claims the Houthis carried out several attacks using armed drones and ballistic missiles on the military base. He says between 30 to 40 soldiers were killed and at least 60 wounded, adding the death toll may still rise as rescuers were still clearing the scene. Residents said that several loud blasts were heard in the area. The attacks come at a time when peace talks between the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthis, and backed by the UN and the U.S., have stalled after both sides failed to reach a compromise deal. The talks are focused on steps to lift a blockade on Houthi-held ports at an airport in return for promise from the Iran-allied group for truce talks. Hurricane Ida on Sunday was upgraded to a Category 4 storm as it stays on course to hit New Orleans with maximum sustained winds up to 140 miles or 225 kilometers per hour, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Ida is due to make landfall on Sunday, 16 years to the day Hurricane Katrina devastated the southern U.S. city, flooding 80% of New Orleans, killing nearly 2,000 and causing billions of dollars in damage. Shops were boarded up after many people evacuated New Orleans on Saturday, with officials warning residents to leave immediately or hunker down to ride out the storm. Ida's now Category 4 status is the second highest on the five-step scale, with winds up to 156 miles per hour. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Ida would be one of the most powerful storms to hit the state since the 1850s. Thailand will allow some domestic flights to and from Bangkok and other high-risk areas for COVID-19 to resume September 1st, the country's aviation authority said Sunday, to help boost economic activity. The announcement follows the easing of tough restrictions in 29 high-risk provinces next month, including allowing more provincial travel and the reopening of shopping malls as the government tries to revive a struggling economy hit by the outbreak. Local flights can fly up to 75% capacity, and passengers will have to follow travel conditions at destinations such as proof of vaccinations or testing results, according to the Civil Aviation Authority of Thailand. The relaxed curbs come as Thailand's biggest wave of infections shows some signs of easing after a daily record high of more than 23,000 new cases earlier this month amid an outbreak of the highly transmissible Delta variant. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.